The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Would you like to survive or thrive? Would you like to start creating the life you would actually like to live, rather than living by everyone else's expectations and requirements? What can we do to change this? Choose it. And that starts now by joining us on Being Outside the Box with your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Being Outside the Box. I hope you guys are having a great holiday season. You know, last year I just was not in the holiday mood. I do not know what was wrong with me, but this year it's like I'm just humming away to my holiday music, loving it, playing it on Sirius Satellite. Although, why do they have a tendency to play such old stuff? Don't we have any new holiday music out there? Come on. Can we get something going here with new holiday music? Like that one about the little girl that bought dying mama a pair of shoes. Man, that brings me to tears every year. I don't want to cry every holiday. Come on, now let's have some perky stuff. Anyways, there's my rant of the day. So welcome everybody to Being Outside the Box. Today, we have a very bizarre topic to talk about. So on TV, they have The Biggest Loser, and it's all about losing weight. And today we're going to talk about being the biggest loser, and we're not talking about your weight. We're talking about what are you not willing to lose that if you were willing to lose it, it would actually give you what you say you desire that you're actually refusing. So everything that just brought up, can we destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yeah. Yes.
So with me today to play, I have Keisha Clark and Red. Her name's Lee, but I call her Red, Red Moore. And we may have a few other guests joining us here in a bit, but we're going to go ahead and get started. So welcome, ladies.
Welcome. Thank you, Lynn.
So how's your guys' holiday season so far?
Chipper.
Is it the holidays?
Huh?
Chipper. Is it the holidays?
Oh, you haven't started yet, huh? So what would you have to lose so that your holiday season would be more fantastic, phenomenal, orgasmic, and incredible than you've ever had before?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So everything that just brought up, can we destroy it and create all that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, podge, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And if anybody out there is listening for the first time or even the second time or even the third time going, what is that crazy thing that woman just said? Feel free to go to accessconsciousness.com. It's just a clearing to clear the energy of whatever came up. So if it doesn't resonate with you, just throw it in the dumpster behind you and let's just keep on rolling. So really,
you know what came up actually, and I know this isn't mine, but it came up and it's somebody's, is guilt at having more than a lot of people in the world.
Ah, very interesting. Very interesting. So in Access, most of the time we're talking about what can you add to your life, because we get compared to cults a lot of times. And cults mm-hmm. don't ask you to add things to your life. They ask you to give everything up. And Access is all about what can you add to your life. But what I looked at here was how much do we create and to distract us from what we really are desiring to choose?
A lot.
And so that's the thing we're talking about losing. And guilt would be a perfect example, mm-hmm. is that how could we distract ourselves from, I'm gonna term a military phrase here, to be all that we can be in this holiday season, right? That is, okay, that's just weird in itself that I'm comparing the holiday season with the military. So I can already tell today is going to be a very bizarre call. So I'm just going to apologize right up front.
Oh, no, this will be great. It'll be fun. We're just weird.
But isn't that kind of true? Like, people have, like, this is what we have to do for this holiday season. All right, everybody team up. So, Keisha, you're going to run left, and you're going to run right, and you're going to, Lee, you're going to flank them on the left-hand side, and we're going to go down Kohl's, and you're going to make sure you grab that thing before somebody else grabs it. I mean, some people run their holiday season like the military.
Soldiers in the Nutcracker with the red and the white and going click, click, click,
there you go. There you go. So everything that just brought up in anybody's world about their holiday so far, can we just start ungrade all that, please?
Oh, yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So can we lose the guilt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what do we feel guilty about? Because we have and some people do not have. What else do we feel guilty about?
Desiring more.
Oh, we feel bad. We feel guilty because we actually desire more.
Yeah.
But aren't there people that literally couldn't care less if they had
any
more?
Last name more.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we in Access know that we call guilt one of the 16 what we call destructor implants, because it's like guilt and shame and regret and all that kind of stuff. Anger, rage, fury, hate. I mean, there's 16 of them, and we call them distractor implants because we use them to actually try to keep us from what we say we're choosing. So if we're choosing to just go through the holiday season with total yumminess, absolute peace in all of everyone else's chaos, and then someone tries to put us on that guilt trip, it's the perfect way to contract. Yay!
Yeah.
And we love our contraction. So that might be another thing we need to lose to be the biggest loser. How many of you would like to lose contracting over everyone else's opinions of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything that just brought up, can we just start uncreate all that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good, bad, right, wrong, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what would it take for us not to contract? What would it take for us just to be able to do whatever we're choosing and not to contract when people judge us?
I wonder, what would it take?
Wow.
You know, I have a challenge for everybody out there, okay? I really want you to go, if you don't have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, please go watch it, because I was putting some posts up on Facebook the other night, because we decided to have this all Christmas TV holiday night, right? So we brought out all the oldies, the Grinch, Rudolph, Frosty, the whole kit and caboodle, right? Mm-hmm. My God, Rudolph, those people were the most judgmental cows on the planet.
Yeah, I don't like to watch it.
After doing Access and watching the judgment on that show, it was so hard for Tasha and I to watch. We were like, oh my God, these people are horrible.
Yeah.
So please go back and watch it, because it was amazing. Like, I right now, can we just all claim that we're misfits? Because I'm definitely a misfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, really. Misfit.
Yeah. Yeah, and so everywhere where you're trying to fit in, and that's what you're not willing to lose to create the reality you really would like to choose, can we just run and create that?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. You know, how freeing would that be, like, at the end? What if our lives all ended up like Rudolph? Like, you know, we're the dog that gets kicked while we're down all this time, and then all of a sudden, finally, that talent that we have, that one unique thing or bazillions of unique things that we bring to the world, all of a sudden, everybody in 1 minute goes, oh, Rudolph, your nose, we can have the holiday after all. What if that one talent that you have, or that amazing you that you be, what if all of a sudden the whole world turned and went, Keisha, red, ah! Oh. What would it take?
Wow, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like what you were talking about last week about being the magic that you be, and would anybody really notice? And yeah. I think that's the biggest thing is, I've always done that, but I wanted somebody to notice. So what if I could lose the ability to have to worry if somebody noticed or not?
There you go. So everything that is, would you be willing to just run and create all that?
Yes. Yeah, it's like, it's sticking me right in my chest.
That's what I call a wah-wah.
A liar.
So what would it take, Red? So what's the value in holding on to that for you?
To be validated? God, that's the first thing that came up, and I know that's like, ugh. But that's what was the first thing that came up.
Okay, so everywhere where you're looking for...
Yeah, in other people's eyes and not mine.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. If you get to the point where you are the most significant thing in your life and your point of view is the only point of view that really matters, you don't have to have someone else's significance, someone else's validation on what you be or do.
Yes, that's correct.
So what would it take for you to be willing to validate you?
What comes up is how, and it, I mean, I know that it's like, choose it, and it's like, okay, choose it how, like, what do I have to do to choose that?
Okay, so everywhere where you're looking for the hows, where are you usually at when you're looking for hows?
Doubt.
You're
That's
in
a distractor,
you can,
and yeah, mm-hmm. But it's like,
can,
how is it going to show up? It's control.
Well, you can be in that, or you can also be in your mind.
Oh, yes, okay.
Where the mind is just sitting there going, you can never do that. I don't think you're good enough. Maybe Lynn's good enough to do that, but I don't really think you can do that.
Yeah, it's a comparison.
Yeah.
A competition. Or,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the right reason why in Access we talk a lot about the 10 keys to freedom, because seriously, if you guys will just go back to those, they really are game changers, because you named several of them right here. Like, would an infinite being ever choose that? No. No form, no structure, no significance. Why are we making this other person's opinion and whether they agree with us or whether they validate our reality, why are we making that more significant than us, the being? And then also the whole competition thing, because anytime you do comparison, you're doing competition. So you just broke three of the biggest rules, bend over, take your spanking, and let's move on.
Yeah, you know, I just love to break rules.
Wow, okay, but that's awesome. Okay, do you see what you're just saying? So even when it comes...
I do,
so,
but it's like I'll break them for everybody else and not myself, and I see myself do this. It's like, what the hell?
Okay, but what you said is so perfect, because you hit the nail on the head. So everywhere you have to so defend for or against any quote-unquote rules, anything that you have decided makes it a rule, then you instantly have to defend against that, rather than what if you embraced what some of these were and the concepts and how easy they'll make you your life.
Oh, wow.
So everywhere, first of all, everywhere you've misidentified and misapplied that these are rules that you have to abide by, will you just run and create that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, meons. And everywhere where you've already decided if it's a rule, you have to freaking defend against it. Will you just run and create all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, meons. What if they were just 10 concepts for you to play with? How much fun could you have then?
I wonder.
So everywhere where you're not willing to look at all these different things in your life as things to play with. To me, everything's a toy. It's the holiday, it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, it's that every day for me. Everything is a toy.
God, life is supposed to be so serious, though.
Ooh,
you know, the soldiers, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Okay, so even when you were a kid, you had toy soldiers. Okay,
well,
you destroyed and create all the soldiers.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to be a kid. I was the adult as a kid, so I don't know how to play. That's, you know, play and have fun. That wasn't allowed. I don't know how to do that.
All right, so I want you to ask for the download from the universe on how to play.
Okay.
What can I be or do different today that would be absolute play? Because here's the thing. People think that like they have to have a toy to play with. I just made a toy out of the 10 keys to freedom concepts. Okay, I don't have to have, you know, a toy. I don't have to go buy something to have something to play with. My life is play. How can you make your life play?
Okay.
Keisha, one of the questions you had brought up for the show was going to be about work and having to work to make money and having to make money so that you could have fun and having blah, 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 you know, the gerbil wheel of all that.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can you make everything fun for you?
Yes. That is the question.
Okay, so everywhere where the thing that you guys might want to look at losing is the total seriousness of this reality and the responsibility of being serious in this reality, and that's what you might want to lose. Can we just turn on create all that?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yeah, because making money is serious.
Yeah, that's serious business.
It's all those words like responsibility and obligation and integrity and all this bullshit.
But what you got to get is the word responsibility is a judgment. So let me make sure you guys are clear on that.
Yeah.
Responsibility, like you either are, and you're an upstanding citizen, which is a positive judgment, or you're a lazy butt, which is the negative side. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so responsibility is the judgment. So we're not looking to be responsible adults, because responsibility also basically says that your choice is a judgeable offense. And I always tell everybody, a choice is not a judgeable offense.
Yes.
A choice is just a choice. And so you make a choice, and then you go, wow, so that didn't quite work out maybe the way I would have necessarily liked it to. So you know what? I'm just going to choose something else and keep moving along with my day.
Yeah.
Okay. But we also in this reality have been taught that when you make a screw up, you have to make it into this big hairy deal and get out your favorite flogging tool and flog yourself for at least a couple weeks over it because you screwed up, right?
Yeah.
So
and then fix it.
Exactly. So we've been entrained and ingrained to all these things that, A, everybody has to screw up. That might actually start with the religious background of most of our upbringings, that we really are screw-ups from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then once we screw up, we have to beat ourselves up for X period of time, whatever that period of time is. And then we have to go and fix it.
Yeah, you had to be serious about it.
Yeah.
And what if you didn't have to do any of that? So everywhere where there is an actual program on how you're supposed to behave and actually how you're supposed to screw up and then how you're supposed to fix it, can we just try to create that program?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about what we might want to lose to actually create the reality that we'd like to have. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being outside the box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being outside the box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, Seventh Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
Being outside the box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people, ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Today I have my buddies Keisha and Red on the phone. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
So we are talking about The Biggest Loser, and not in the way that they have on TV, because that would be an absolute judgment. We are talking about what would it take, what are you not willing to lose, that if you were willing to lose it, it would actually give you what you say you desire that you're actually refusing in your world. And so there's just so many different places to go with this. And so one of the places I want to go next is people's comfort zone. Because how many people want to lose their comfort zone?
No.
Not many.
Not too many.
No. Like even in terms of habits, you know, like one of Tosh's old sayings used to be, well, you know, she would do something and I'd be like, you know, do you really want to keep that? And she'd be like, well, this is just how I roll, or this is who I am. And people love to use that as a means to basically say, I'm not changing. This is what I'm choosing and I'm going to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
But people, how many people would rather stay in a bad relationship than choose something different? Because mm-hmm. that's their comfort zone.
A lot.
But yet, they're the ones that want to complain that they have terrible relationships. So what are we not willing to lose? That if we were willing to lose it, would give us everything we desire that actually we're pushing out of our universe by not choosing it. So everything that is times a godzillion, can we just turn and cradle that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, online, Pock Pod, Shorts, Boys, and Beyonds. And Keisha, we were talking about your work and having to make money and things like that before we went to break. So mm-hmm. can you explain a little bit more about what that is for you?
Yeah, it's kind of like this place that I've come to, and I'm so seeing how doing the whole linear thing with regard to work, is really so extremely limiting, you know, whether it's fitting it into a time frame day to day or each individual task. And I'm getting to a whole different space about creating money, receiving money for something completely different than anything I've ever done before in any way I've ever done it before. And I'm bumping into that heaviness of things that I'm aware that are expected of me, and I've not yet been able to totally break away from that get rid of that? Does that make any sense? And
so is it other people's expectations of what kind of work you should be doing and how much money you should be making?
Of the people that I work with, you know, and the whole expectation of people who, different people I know, who have that philosophy of, well, if you're not working, then what are you doing? If you're not, you know, and work for me is less and less feeling like, well, I've really never enjoyed the whole 9-to-5 structured thing, but I've chosen to do that for whatever reasons. I've chosen to do that for the last several years, and now I'm ready to change that. I'm ready to, because the awareness I've really, really, the big awareness is, okay, this is not what I want to be doing, and this is not the way I want to be creating my life. And so now what?
Okay, but hold on. Back up 1 second. So people in Access, and I'm not saying this is you, okay? I'm just using this as an example. People in Access love to dump their lives. It's like we have this little energetic dumpster that, like, we push this button and they go, you know what? I'm done with my relationship. I'm done with my job. I'm done with my family. I'm done with everything. I'm just going to start with a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
And just because people choose that, does that mean that they're going to actually create something new and different, or might they just recreate the same shit they had before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to kind of look at that. So that's one concept. Another one, Keisha, is a lot of times us humanoids are really good at stuff, and then we get bored because it's so easy for us. And so we go, I'm bored. So then we want to quit doing that thing, because we do it way faster than everybody, and we're bored with it, and we'd like to do something different. But yet, it still can make us money. And remember, money's just the gas in your car to get you places.
Right.
Like, how much more consciousness can you create in the world if you have some money and can do a commercial, or, you know what I'm saying, and go places and do things versus just trying to do it from, you know, living in your mama's basement. You know what I'm saying? Big difference. Okay, so, and I'm not trying to get on anybody who lives in their mama's basement. I apologize. Anyways, so, but my point being that we have a tendency just to say, well, I'm bored, and that's kind of like our means to quitting something, even though we're good at it. Mm-hmm. So my philosophy is a little different than most people's, okay? Again, and I've said this in weeks before, you know, there are people that clean toilets, public restrooms for a living, and they can make it fun for them. So to me, fun is just a choice.
Yeah.
So how can you turn this job into something that's going to be really fun for you? Would be a question I'd be asking every morning. Okay, so how can I make this more fun than I could never imagine? And I always say more fun than I can never imagine, because if I can imagine it, that's the limitation right there. Okay, so, I mean, I used to, when I worked in corporate America, I had a great job. I got to break things all day long. I got to break computers. I mean, how does it get better than that, you know? I used to work for hospitals and for payroll companies and stuff, and try to find all the bugs in their payroll software. Well, I loved that job. Most people thought that was like too anal, you know, and even you humanoids love to say you don't like to do accounting. I love all that stuff. Because I can break it. It's a talent of mine. I can break anything.
I can do that.
Okay, so if you stop beating up on yourself about, like, my talent is to break things, I should have Tasha on this call right now. She would absolutely die listening to this, because I break things still constantly. I'm very good at it. Okay, it's a talent. So if you'll finally acknowledge that talent rather than beating up on yourself that, you know, wow, I suck because I break everything, and turn it into a talent, then how can you use it to create a job, to create something that's going to be fun for you? Do you see what I'm saying? So the thing that we make our wrongness is really our strongness.
Yeah.
So what about you, Keisha, are you making wrong when it comes to this job? A 9-to-5 job can be a lot of fun. Okay?
It can be. And there are parts of this job I can have fun doing. And one of the things that I'm really looking at is the awareness of, I've done a lot of things, pretty much everything I've done in my working life, I've done it because I could do it. I'm good at a lot of different things. And just because I'm good at it and I can do it, that's different from really enjoying what I choose to do. So I'm kind of raking through some of that to get more clarity, to have a greater sense of what is my reality with the way I would like to do what I came to do in the world, be what I came to be in the world, be the contribution. How do I be that? And I guess sort of that word authentically comes up, even though I know there's some stuff around that word, but I would like to make that shift between from doing what I can do just because I can do it and I'm good at it to doing what lights me up, moving in that direction.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Okay. So what are you afraid to lose?
That is the question. That's why I'm so
that would make that shift.
Yes.
So what comes up? Are you afraid you'll, if you decide that this is what I'm choosing, that like this, all of a sudden you're going to get fired from this job, all of a sudden you'll have no income? I mean, what comes up for you? What are you afraid to lose? What's the worst thing that's going to happen if you wake up tomorrow with the awareness that, wow, this is what I'm choosing. This is awesome. This is going to be incredible. What's the worst thing that's going to happen to you?
Gosh. I don't have a sense of the specific. I perceive the energy of it, and it feels like just kind of working through that transitional, doing the work, doing the physical part of working through that transitional phase of just receiving, moving away from what I've been doing into what I've been asking for.
Okay, so everywhere where you've already decided that that's going to be hard, a pain in the butt,
yeah,
and not fun.
Yeah, why would I do that?
Would you be willing to lose that? Would you be willing to destroy it and create it all?
Yeah.
Good, bad,
totally.
Right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyond. How many people won't get a divorce because they perceive that the divorce is going to be a pain?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what you're doing here. You're going, it's going to be so hard to leave this job. It's going to be hard to find a new one. It's going to be hard to figure it all out. It's going to be hard to blah, 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 blah. So you know what? I'd rather just sit here in my poopy pants rather than take a chance and choose something different.
Well, you know, when you asked that question of her, what I was getting was, is to choose it, are you really choosing it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how else to say it other than when you choose that and, this is going to be great, are you really choosing it?
Well, okay, what did you just say? I'm going to choose this because it's going to be really great. That's a DJCC. You've already decided, judged, and expect that it's going to be great. What if it isn't?
Well, I'm just saying what you said, like I'm going to choose this and it's going to be great and awesome, and then, you know,
yeah, but that's okay, but see, that's not a choice. That's what I'm trying to say. When you choose with an expectation attached to it, that's not a choice.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's called discernment. That's I'm looking for my best choice.
Oh, okay.
Because you've already decided if I choose this, this is what it's going to turn out like. Rather than going, you know what, I'm going to choose this right now because it's going to be fun for me right now. And if it's not fun for me in 10 seconds, then screw it, I'm going to choose something else.
Okay,
I had 32 jobs in 10 years. And people kept telling me, oh my God, no one will ever hire you. I go, are you crazy? I had 32 jobs in 10 years. It's easy. Getting a job is not a problem.
You know, okay? As you said that, that's what came up, that hit, that really, that pinged. because that is fun for me. That feels fun for me. That there's a lightness to that for me, and I have not chosen to acknowledge that. And I could acknowledge it verbally, but I haven't really acknowledged it to receive it all the way. And as you just said, that's one of the things that jumped up and waved at me. It's just really being okay with what if I do 5,000 things over the next 5 years?
Thank
Who cares?
You.
If it's fun. How much more life and living could that create?
So, Keisha, let me ask you a question. When you were a kid, like, did you have any brothers or sisters or friends that they always knew exactly what they wanted to do? Like, my brother always knew he wanted to be, like, a lawyer or in the law, right? And I was judged so harshly by my family because I was like, well, you know, one day I'm going to be a fairy princess, and the next day I'm going to be a Viking, and the next day, I mean, every day was different for me. And I always had so many different talents and abilities in all these different areas that it was like I never could decide What should I be when I grow up, right? Mm-hmm. And you get judged for that. It's like in this reality, you're taught you have to pick something and you have to stick with it.
Exactly.
So everywhere where you're a humanoid of magnitude and you don't want to be pinned down to one thing and you want to have a whole bunch of different crap to do all in one day, can you destroy and create all the judgment all around that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyond. I mean, that's why I had 32 jobs in 10 years, because I would get hired to do a job, and in a week, I'd learn that job, and then I'd go, okay. I'd be like this little panting puppy dog. Okay, like I learned that job. Now what's next?
Yeah.
And they'd go, that's your job. And I go, what? That's your job. You're supposed to do that for the rest of your life. And I'd be like, what? No, I learned it in a week. I'm already bored. I've only been here for 5 days.
Yes.
So I would just find another job, quit, and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay? So are you willing to make a choice, not judge yourself for whatever, however that choice turns out, and don't make a choice based off of the decision and the expectation of what that choice is going to create? What if it could create so much more?
Oh, yeah.
See, here's what you have to be willing to lose is your expectation of what your choice will create. So everything that is,
would
you guys destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yeah, that's called planning it out.
Yeah. And that's not a choice. That's a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, when you were a little kid and you planned out your marriage or your relationship, did you plan it all out and did it work out that way?
No.
No. You know, and back to your work for a minute, Keisha. You know, I think that everybody on the planet needs to go through bankruptcy at least once in their life. Very, very bizarre concept, I know.
That is different.
But, you know, I went through one 20 years ago when I had my son, and I lost my house, and I lost pretty much every worldly possession that I owned. Mm. But you know what? It taught me to not have significance on our stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I just went, and the whole thing is a crazy story, and it was absolute stupidity and unawareness that I even went through the bankruptcy. Because instead of going, wow, I could sell my house and get out of this house, I went, wow, I don't know what to do. Okay. So that was a lesson in itself. But the other piece was, you know, everywhere you're not willing to lose it all, because does any of that matter? If you lost your job, if you lost your relationship, if you lost everything, but you still had you, do you really think that you wouldn't just create some new fabulous life again? And maybe even better than what it was before? Because all the crap wouldn't be attached to it?
Yeah.
So are you willing to lose all the crap you have attached to everything?
Yeah.
You know, I had this client who is in financial despair up to her yin-yang, and I made the comment, you know, are you willing to lose your house if you have to get out from underneath all this? And she absolutely refuses to let go of her house. Mm-hmm. And it's like, would you rather lose your house or lose you? And I'm not saying it's always a do or die. It's always you have to pick A or pick B. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to be willing to let everything go and have you.
Yeah. One thing you taught me was you have to be willing, whether it actually happens or not, you just have to be willing to.
Exactly. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to do it. But when you're willing to let go of your house, you let go of the significance of your house versus the significance of you. So the big thing that I got out of prepping for this call today was really about the fact that, you know what? We make everything more significant than us.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And everywhere we're not willing to make us the more significant thing here, will you guys destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So that's why I said everybody should go through a bankruptcy, because when you are when you're doing a yard sale and you're literally trying to sell some of your items just so you have money to eat that week, and people are walking up to you and trying to buy a ring that's worth $800 and trying to say, I'll give you $25 for that. You all of a sudden get a real idea of, is anything really worth anything?
You know, that's part of this, Lynn, is like all the concepts that we have attached to things and to doing things and to being things. And that's really kind of bubbling up at this point in my year of, okay, what would it take to lose everything that sticks me with that, with those concepts, and keeps me in that rather than my knowing? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
That's kind of...
So what's it going to take for you to be willing to choose you and your knowing and stop doubting you?
Just so you didn't feel left out, Red. Wow.
So it goes back to you being significant and you knowing that you know best for you.
And that's what I've been resisting.
Yeah. So are you really willing to let that go? To let go of everybody else's opinion and everybody else's expectations. You mentioned that, Keisha, that everybody has an expectation of you. And are you willing to just let that flow right on through your window like bad air?
Yeah.
So everything that doesn't allow that, will you just destroy and create it all?
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, beyonds. We're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking about your comfort zone. Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to try to get you out of them. Whatever it takes. Are you willing to lose it? We'll be back in a moment.
Yes.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Being outside the box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people: ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Being Outside the Box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being outside the box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, Seventh Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. Today we're talking about The Biggest Loser. What are you not willing to lose? That if you were willing to lose it, it would give you all of you, what you desire to create and generate in your life that you're actually refusing by not losing it. So everything that is, can we destroy it and create it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow. You know, so yeah. Red, I want to go to you and I want to go to relationships for a minute because I think this is like a huge one. And yeah. When I talk about losing relationships, it doesn't even mean that you have to get a divorce. That's not what losing the relationship is. But it's losing the significance on the relationship. So do you want to give them a little bit backstory on your push-pull situation?
Well, my husband and I have been separated by time and space for like 2.5 or 3 years. And after I started Access really hard and heavy, I really recognized some significances and some decisions that I had made. So I cleared that and we've been able to see each other a little bit more. But I still just have this energy of totally wanting to control him and control the relationship, and I can't just let it go as much as I thought I had. So
what you got to get there too, Red, is remember obsessive compulsive perverted points of view are all a distractor. So if you have a compulsion to control, that's just a distractor.
Okay.
So everywhere where you have any kind of compulsion to do anything, you want to pock and pod whatever's holding that compulsion in place.
That's really interesting because as many times as I've looked at the distractors, I never got that.
Yep.
I never got it. But I started asking questions around what am I unwilling to lose, and what I finally admitted is my mother. Because my husband and my mother's energy is very similar, and I handle them the same in my world, and I really got to the point of I'm not willing to lose my mother.
And see, what's so funny about this is, again, really what we're talking about here is significance. And when I did this exercise in my world, it was like it was so easy to get rid of 99% of the world. And then you kind of get to your family and your closest friends. And I got rid of all of that. So what you have to look at is the polarity. So you've got the polarity side, which is you're giving them more significance than you. And then you have no significance, which isn't the same as making them insignificant. Okay, so let me be clear there. Because what I did was I was down to my husband and my youngest son. They were the two that could still push my buttons like crazy, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody can push your buttons, that means you've given them more significance than you.
I don't care if you're driving
down the road. If somebody pushes your buttons, you're making what they're being or doing more significant than you, the being. Okay. So what I ended up doing was I went, oh, I've got this. I'm Miss Access Chick. I got this, right? So I'm thinking that I'm giving them no significance, and I made them insignificant. And let me tell you, for people that want to profess that, you know, they're not really intuitive people and all this kind of stuff, boy, did they feel it when I made them insignificant. That was a very rough month and a half of my life. So you have to really look at it. Am I giving them no significance, or am I making them insignificant? Like my one Greek friend that came into Foundation Level 1 with me, and he was like, "You are dead to me." I mean, that's what you're doing when you're doing the insignificance piece. It's like they've fallen off a cliff and they're not coming back. And you can do that energetically. So one of the questions might be, and so I know this sounds really odd, Red, but it's almost like everywhere you've made your husband insignificant, and it's almost like the compulsion to control is you like trying to bring him up from the cliff that you threw him off of. That's the best way I can describe the energy that I'm perceiving right in this second.
And what is it about when you laugh, it lightens up and somebody's got your number?
So everywhere where you've made him insignificant rather than giving him no significance, would you be willing to strenuncrate that?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And everywhere where the compulsion to control is really you attempting it, at pulling him back up that cliff and pulling him back into your life and not making him insignificant anymore, whatever that misidentification, misapplication is, we just try to create that.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Wow.
Little weird, huh?
Really, it is.
Yeah. But, you know, there's so many people that, especially when it comes to relationships, and that's why I definitely wanted to go there, I think there was a statistic that was out, something like 80% of Americans would rather be in a bad relationship than no relationship.
Yeah, really.
So there's a lot of people that aren't willing to be out of that relationship. They're saying that they want this fabulous life, and yet they're not willing to either change the relationship they currently have and turn it into something that'll work for them, or literally completely lose it and do something new and different.
Or kill themselves not doing it.
Yeah. And for me, I didn't throw my relationship away and get a new one. I just changed the one I had to what works for me. So, but what I had to get to is what part of this relationship doesn't work for me, and that's the part I had to be willing to lose, whatever was creating that. So what about your relationship, in more specific terms, are you not willing to lose?
My comfort zone, like vulnerability, being really... really vulnerable, and he's willing to do that with me, and I just have recognized I haven't been willing to do that.
And so what you have to get about that is you have to be willing to be vulnerable with you. See, you're trying to say I have to be willing to be vulnerable with him, but what about with you?
Yes.
So what would it take to change that? So everything that doesn't allow that in your world, will you destroy and create it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Because I do ask to be more intimate with me every day. It just, it's almost like there's something there that I'm not allowing to show me what it means for me. Because that's what I get is...
Okay, so whatever that is... Whatever that is, would you demand of you to lose it? Demand of you to destroy and uncreate whatever is keeping you from that?
Yes.
Wah, wah.
It's like, how?
Okay, so, but you're going back to that how rather than, yes, I'm just willing to lose it.
Or I'm willing to choose losing it, or to make a choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently our time has run over, and I apologize, ladies, I haven't been paying attention, but we need to go. But we will continue this next week if we have to, but this is The Biggest Loser. Please give us a call next week. We'll continue with some more of this and our next topic. And thanks, ladies. I appreciate you being on.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you again for joining us for Being Outside the Box. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a glorious and adventurous week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.